everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. You go to HaneyUniversity.com, and my lesson schedule is on there. I'm teaching at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, and at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois, two places where you could get a golf lesson from me if you're so inclined. You can also register for my free instructional videos, and they are posted on a weekly basis. So you got a couple ways to get better at golf there. Good time to do it. The winter, although some of you are playing winter golf because you're in Arizona or Florida or California or wherever you are. But a lot of you are playing indoors too. And the whole simulator thing is amazing. The simulator leagues, and it's a boom for golf. I think it's just the coolest thing. You know, golf's changing. I mean, it is. You know, people have less time. They're hitting on this. Simulators are huge. They're hitting on the simulators. They're playing at Top Golf. It's just a lot of ways that golf's growing. Besides just traditional rounds of golf, but go to HaneyUniversity.com if you're interested in improving your golf game. Okay, today's topic is the biggest flipper flopper reverse ever. If we thought John Rahm was flip flopping when he said he's not interested in LIV, now first, when people say they're not interested in LIV, and they criticize the format or they whatever, like Rahm did, okay? The translation on that, and I love to translate things, okay? The translation on that is, and they haven't got to my number yet. that's the translation. Most people would admit it. Everybody has a number. Everybody has a number. Like, people don't like to hear it. They want to hear about, play for the glory of the game. Play for trophies. Play for nothing like winning on the PGA Tour. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the watered down PGA Tour. Oh, my God. I read the other day again. I'm like, oh, geez. It's so hard. Everybody, like, it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, really? It was hard to win when Tiger Woods was out there winning 50% of his tournaments. Playing, you know, whatever, 20 tournaments a year, winning half of them. There's another 20 tournaments you could play in. And so you know, he's winning 25% of the tournaments on the PGA Tour for a 3-year stretch or whatever. And then Vijay was winning a bunch and Phil was winning a bunch. And okay, now that's when it's hard to win. I'm not buying the hard to win when you know, you got half the great players over there at LIV, and it's Scottie Scheffler won Player of the Year. He just won that PGA Player of the Year award. He won two times last year. Twice. Wow. And John Rahm won four times, and he didn't get it because he skipped town and went to the LIV, so they took his award away from him. But the Golf Writers gave him the Player of the Year, but not the PGA Tour, of course not. That's the way they roll, and they weren't about to give it to him. But still, the top two players last year won six tournaments total, and then everybody was telling it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. No. Not compared to what it used to be. Sorry. Try to sell that to somebody else. That's not the case. But the biggest flip-flopper ever, absolute biggest, it's not John Rahm going to LIV. No. It's Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy has done the flip-flop, flipper-flopper, flipper-flopper of all time. I mean, the all-time flipper flopper. Remember when he said he hated LIV? I can't stand them. I hope they go away. I hope it doesn't exist. Oh, my God. He hated them. Couldn't stand them. You know, despised them. Absolutely despised them. And now all of a sudden, he's done the flipper flopper. I've been kind of down on Rory. Okay, hadn't won a major since 2014. You know, I mean, why don't you just play golf? I mean, why you got to talk so much? I mean, when guys that like try to act like they know everything, is he really that smart? I mean, you know, I mean, what are his credentials for being that smart? I don't know. Like, I always liked watching him play, and then when he just started talking all the time, I'm like, oh God, I can't stand this guy anymore. But you know what? I have to say this: I like him a little more after he did the flip flop. I really do, because I got to give him credit. I got to give him credit for, you know, coming to his senses, or you know, eating crow. I mean, that's not easy to eat crow, you know. So you got to, you know, he was on something. I don't know, some podcast he was on. First off, that could you imagine Tiger Woods ever doing a podcast? he ain't never doing no podcast. Never. You know, he didn't even do any interviews. Like, when was the last time he did an interview? Like, he got paid to do those fluffer things he did for whatever that company was a couple years ago, when he had the girl interviewing him. I forget what her name was, but and that was it. He didn't do any interviews. There ain't going to be no interviews. I mean, he'll do a press conference, okay? It's just, you know, but he can duck and dive and dance around those questions any way he wants. And when he does the press conferences, he's pretty much doing those so he can set the narrative. And, you know, to tell you he can hit all the shots or whatever he wants to tell you, he's going to tell you. But he's not just going to get up. But Rory, boy, he just can't. Even when he decides maybe he shouldn't talk, he can't help himself. He just has to talk. But now he's changed. So here's some of his quotes. He said, "I think at this point I was maybe a little too judgmental of the players, of the guys who went to LIV Golf at the start. And I think that was a bit of a mistake on my part, because I now realize that not everyone is in my position or in Tiger Woods' position." He just now figured that out. Like I was saying before, I said it's easy for a guy who's you know, making $100 million to say don't go for the money. What about a guy like I'm thinking to myself, like some of these guys that didn't go, The guy that pops in my mind all the time is this Will Zalatoros. That kid, I don't know what he got offered, but that kid turned down a bunch of money. I mean, life-changing, life set you up, generational money. He turned that down. Generational family money. He turned that down. And then he blew his back out. And I don't know how many, you know, how many examples you need. To me, you only need one. That's it. Now, like, that one example takes precedent over any other example you could throw at me. And that makes me think that anybody that didn't take that money, unless they are already financially set and they've got more than they know what to do with, they got some screws loose or something. I don't get it. So Rory's just now figured out that him and Tiger are in a different position. Oh yeah, of course they're in a different position. Like the tour set both those guys up. They get the PIP money, okay? The popularity contest money. Rory got like $15 million for that. When Phil went over to LIV, Workday, one of the sponsors, these sponsors call up. Remember when Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, said, I got sponsors call me, ask me what we can do to help. All right. What can you do to help? Give us some more money so we could raise the purses. Yeah, that's not going over too good. That's not going over too good. Word is Farmers leaving insurance. That's what the rumor is. Wells Fargo's already decided to leave, and they're not. And these companies are not excited about that. But when they said, "What can we do to help?" One of the things they did, Phil went to LIV, and he had a big old sponsorship, with Workday. It's just a sponsor on the PGA Tour. Workday's a sponsor of the PGA Tour. And what did they do? They just slid that sponsorship right over to Rory. Phew. Here it is. Just coming your way, Rory. Just get ready. Here it comes. It's coming your way. I don't know what it was. $10 million, $15 million. I don't know. A year. You know, you got to play in the one tournament, but here you go. No appearance fees on the PGA Tour, though. But if you sign with Workday, you better play in our tournament. But no appearances on the PGA Tour, no appearance fees. And you go, they slide right over to him. So he gets that money. And he gets the popularity contest money. And then they set up the simulator league they were going to do, you know, until the tent blew down in Florida. They had that thing going. And, you know, he was going to own it, and Tiger was going to own it. I mean, it's easy to say, don't take the money, but I got the money. Like, I got all my money, but don't you take the money. Rory's now decided that maybe he made a mistake there, a bit of a mistake. You think it was a bit of a mistake? I mean, really? And then Rory says, we all turn professional to make a living playing the sports that we do. And I think that what I realized over the last 2 years is I can't judge people for making that decision. Well, no shit. There's some people that, you know, make an investment in their future. Tom Brady made an investment in his future. He took less money so he could be on better teams, so he could win more Super Bowls. And now, you know, he signed a big contract and for television, and he's going to, you know, it's so much stuff's going to come his way. And Michael Jordan's another example. Michael Jordan did not get nearly what he should have gotten when he played, but now he's like the richest athlete ever, you know, multi-billionaire. Those two guys are they're the GOATs. They're the greatest ever. And that worked out for them. But that ain't going to work out for, like, the average, like, PGA Tour player, or the average NBA player, or the average NFL player. It ain't going to work out. You better get your money. And you know what? The smart ones do. They get their money. They want to win. you know. But all things being equal, you know, I'm going to take the money. Now, if the money's the same both places, I'm going to pick the place that I think can win at. Rory's figured that out now. I'm reading this whole article. And Rory's, you know, they're using examples. You know, one of them is Charles Schwartzel, won $4.75 million, winning the first LIV event. Biggest prize in golf history. I mean, Charles Schwartzel wasn't, you know, he's a player who was doing okay on the PGA Tour. He ain't going to win no $4.75 million. He ain't going to win that in 3 years. Certainly not two. He won at one tournament. Taylor Gooch. You know, people say Taylor Gooch is a great player. Taylor Gooch is a top 30 player in the world, I think. You know, he was when he was on the tour, when they had the real official world golf rankings, not the bogus ones they have now. He was a top 30 player. He won $36 million last year on that LIV tour. You got to be nuts to turn that money down. So Rory says he wouldn't say I've lost the fight against the LIV. Yes, you have. You've lost it. But I've just accepted the fact that it is a part of our sport now. Well, there you go. That's very good thinking. Good that you came out. Competition is good to help improve the sport of golf overall. Well, I think that's kind of what Greg Norman said. Everybody was giving him a load of shit over that, but it's really the way it is. And he said, but Rory goes on to say, but the PGA Tour competing with LIV and the Saudis' money is completely unsustainable. Yes, it is. And that's why it was a stupid-ass battle to ever fight in the first place. They should have just paired up with these guys, and then they wouldn't look like such hypocrites. But now they're going to pair up. See? Now they're going to do it. Rory says, you're never going to win a fight if you're going money for money, because we've seen that in other sports that no one is spending like the Saudis. So partner with them. I mean, that's what they wanted in the first place. And you guys wouldn't even talk to them. Oh, my God. Crazy. Just crazy. Rory says, I've come to realize that you've got people or the sovereign wealth fund spending money in your sport. Ultimately, it's a good thing. Yes, it is. And here's Rory. But you want them to spend it in the right way and spend it on things that are important to the game. Okay. Spend it on things that are important. Now, do you think the corrupt media, spend it on things that are important to the game. What does that sound like? Doesn't that sound a little something like grow the game? Like instead of spend it on things that will grow the game, he substitutes spend it on things that are important to the game. That's the same thing. And he changed the words. You think anybody in the corrupt golf media caught on to that? No. That's why they're the corrupt golf media. Because they just let that one slide. But when one of those guys on the LIV said, grow the game, they just absolutely barbecued him. And what Rory really wants is he wants just what he's got. More money for the top guys. That's what he's done. And then Rory goes on to say, he says, instead of giving $100 million to some guy, why don't you spend $50 million in a grassroots program for the RNA or the USGA? Like those two groups of idiots really are experts at growing the game. My goodness gracious. I mean, come up with a new company to grow the game. Don't leave it in those two bumbling idiots' hands. I mean, my goodness. But don't just try to spend it buying talent. This is what Rory says. Why don't you make a $100 million donation to, you know, RNA? There's so much hypocrisy. Like, I didn't see him giving up all his earnings to do that. Anyway, Rory goes on to say, he says, it's not my job to fight the good fight. It sure was for 2 years because you were the guy fighting that fight. He said, but he still takes issue with players talking crap about the PGA Tour after signing for LIV. Hey, everybody says stuff. You know, everybody says stuff they probably wish they had back. I taught touring pros for 35 years. Every guy, I taught over 200 touring pros. Every guy loved being on the PGA Tour or the European Tour, wherever they played. They loved it. And they loved the life that they had from golf. But that doesn't mean they thought everything was perfect. Because I'm telling you, every single person that I taught, I mean, like every one of them, at one time or another, had something negative to say about something that they didn't like, about how something was run. It's just a fact. And it all boils down to the fact that's always going to be the way it is. I mean, there's guys that, you know, play in the NFL, the NBA, you know, the National Hockey League, the Major League Baseball. You know, they don't agree with everything that goes on in their sport. And guys don't agree with everything that goes on in professional golf. But for them to say something, you know, I mean, on the way out the door, you can't deny the fact that the big part of what pushed John Rahm out the door was the money. Another thing that pushed John Rahm out the door, how he justified taking the money, was the fact that, to some extent, he was pissed off at everything that had happened on the PGA Tour and how they didn't communicate with the players. And you know what? And you know what he also knows? He also knows that it's all going to come together. And he's going to get to play. He's going to play in the majors. He's going to get to play in tournaments if he wants to with all the best players if he wants to. Maybe he might even not want to. Maybe he wants to spend more time with his family. Whatever. He's got so much money now, he doesn't have to worry about anything. You know, the only reason he probably would want to play is if he feels like he needs to play a little bit more to be sharp for the majors. Other than that, I don't think he cares. And now all of a sudden, Rory has figured this out. He says, I don't begrudge anyone for going and taking the money and doing something different. But he's just, he can't help himself. He says, but don't burn the place down on your way out. How many guys really burn the place down on their way out? I mean, you know, all these guys, not all of them, because some of them just is gone and just said, hey, I did it for the money. I did, you know, I loved my time on the PGA Tour. And a couple guys burned the bridge down. But you know what? Yeah. Is that where you draw the line? Is that like, okay, that guy threw a couple darts out there on the way out the door, so he's an asshole. You know, I don't know. I don't see it that way. You know, how I see it. I think that the guys that left made like a business decision. And a lot of those guys that left were like toward the end of their career, you know? I mean, to be honest with you. I mean, even Dustin Johnson's more toward the end of his career. Certainly way more toward the end of his career than the beginning. Way. I mean, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, Graham McDowell. I mean, these guys were all, you know, like, this is how could you turn that down? I mean, you'd have to be nuts. But then there's a few guys that were like, you know, Cam Smith and Taylor Gooch and, you know, some of these other guys, you know, Koepka, but Koepka was kind of injured. So, I mean, you know, Rahm was a big one because he's right at the top, you know, but they made their decision. Yeah. But I talked about this the other day. I think what's going to happen is everything is going to work out. everything's going to work out for the best. And it's all going to be, this is all going to come together. And it's like Mickelson said. He said the John Rahm signing is turning into a bridge to bring both sides together. And you know what? It happened immediately when Rory said they got to change the rules on the Ryder Cup so John Rahm and others can play. There you go. And it's gonna happen. And at the end, hopefully they're gonna come up with something that gives Goff a real good shot in the arm. And all these guys are gonna make more money. And fans are gonna get to watch, you know, the best players play, or you know, more players are gonna get developed, or who knows what's gonna happen.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck. Your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without painful finger sticks. So you will always know which way your glucose is headed. An arrow shows you where you're heading, up, down, or steady. It can even alert you before you go too low or when you're too high. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM available, you can make better diabetes decisions about food, medication, and activity in the moment. And all those little decisions can lead to big results. Results you can see, like more time in range and lower A1C. With Dexcom G7, you can manage your diabetes with confidence. Get started with the number one recommended CGM brand by doctors and patients at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
As soon as this whole thing started, with all the money the Saudis had, this is the only way. Rory's got the flip-flopper. And now they're all, you know, it's all flip-flop. The PGA Tour flip-flop, and they're negotiating with Public Investment Fund. Rory's flip-flop, and everybody's flip-flop. That's the only way it was going to go. It was absolutely guaranteed. It's just a matter of time. And the guys that went, Koepka's a pretty smart guy. Mickelson's pretty smart. Bryson DeChambeau's a smart guy. They all knew this was going to happen. Maybe it took a little longer than they thought. Maybe it took a little shorter than they thought. I don't know. They all knew it was going to happen. Every one of them. And I knew it was going to happen, too. It's just because it's the only thing that could happen. What else could happen? The Saudis aren't going to run out of money. So what's the other option? It's just what's going to happen. But they're all coming around now. And that'll put Goff in a better place. I just wish they'd hurry up with it and get something figured out. But boy, oh boy, they just this thing's going to drag on and drag on and drag on. All right, that's all I got for today on my thoughts there. If you have arthritis pain, try my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Muscle soreness from working out, whatever it is, it will help you tremendously. Go to voodoopainrelief.com. 100% guaranteed. It works. It's a great, great product. It's got like 15 anti-inflammatory ingredients. It's phenomenal. So check it out. We will talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.